Welcome to Financial Market Insights for Traders, the show where we break down global investing trends, unlock smart strategies, and give you the tools to move confidently across markets. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we're taking a deep dive into a region that's often overlooked but increasingly impossible to ignore, Latin America. Specifically, we're focusing on how to invest in Latin America as a foreigner, how LATAM residents can access U.S. markets, and why Brazil, Mexico, and others are becoming hotspots for international diversification. We'll talk exchanges like B3, the Bolsa Mexicana, how to navigate investing during inflation in the region, and even niche opportunities like ESG investing and Shirai compliance strategies. I'll also bring in insights from Sao Paulo-based financial advisor Maria Gutierrez, who works directly with both local and international clients investing across the region. Let's get into it. Why LATAM and why now? So why Latin America? Why should you care in 2025? Well, the reasons are stacking up. First, emerging markets investment in 2025 is a major global theme. With U.S. growth slowing and valuations high, capital is flowing into regions like LATAM, where there's room for growth and attractive pricing. Second, demographics and digitization are hard to ignore. Brazil has over 215 million people, and more than 70% of them are under age 40. That's a huge, tech-savvy consumer base. Mexico, Chile, and Colombia show similar trends. Third, LATAM is rich in resources. Brazil and Argentina dominate in agriculture. Chile is the world's largest copper producer. And Mexico has become a manufacturing and energy export powerhouse, especially with U.S. companies nearshoring operations due to supply chain rebalancing. And finally, LATAM is already battle-tested against inflation, which is a key point because when we talk about investing during inflation in LATAM, we're talking about central banks that move. Brazil's central bank, for example, acted earlier and more aggressively than the Fed in 2022 and 2023. So, big opportunity. But what does this look like in practice? Brazil, let's start with Brazil and B3, the Bovespa. The main Brazilian exchange is B3. That's B as in B3, Brazil Bolsa Balcão, formerly known as the Bovespa. This is where all major equities, commodities, futures, and government bonds trade. On B3, you'll find energy players like Petrobras and Eletrobras, finance giants like Itaú Unibanco, consumer brands like Ambev and Magazine Luiza, and massive agribusiness firms like JBS and BRF. So how do you access this market as a foreigner? There are three main routes. Option one, open a local brokerage account in Brazil. You'll need a CPF, that's the Brazilian tax ID. Most local brokers like XP Investimentos, BTG Pactual, or Guide Investimentos allow foreigners to apply online. You'll submit passport, ID, and proof of residence. It's paperwork heavy, but once you're in, you're in. Option two, buy ADRs or American Depository Receipts. Companies like Vail, ticker Vail, and Petrobras, ticker PBR, trade right on U.S. exchanges. This is a smoother route for U.S.-based investors or anyone already set up with a U.S. brokerage. Option three, use ETFs and funds. The most popular is EWZ, the iShares MSCI Brazil ETF. It holds a diversified basket of large-cap Brazilian stocks and trades on U.S. markets. To execute any of these strategies, make sure you're using a world-class trading platform that offers access to both local and international markets with real-time data and intuitive portfolio tools. Mexico next stop, Mexico via Bolsa Mexicana de Valores. Mexico's main exchange is the BMV, or Bolsa Mexicana. The benchmark index is the IPC, the Índice de Preços y Cotizaciones. On this exchange, you'll find major companies like América Móvil, that's telecom, and yes, Carlos Slim's empire. Grupo Bimbo, the world's largest bakery company. Cemex, a massive global player in construction materials. So, how can foreigners invest in Mexico? Option one, again, open a brokerage account with a Mexican firm. GBM, Actinver, and Banorte are popular choices. You'll need your passport, a proof of address, and potentially a local bank account. Option 2 ADRs. America Movil, for example, trades as AMX on the NYSE. CEMEX is CX. These ADRs give you access without having to deal in pesos or Mexican regulation. Option 3 ETFs. Look for EWW, the iShares MSCI Mexico ETF. It tracks a broad range of Mexican equities and is available to U.S. investors. Let's talk themes, ESG, halal, and more. ESG investing in LATAM is rising, particularly in Chile and Brazil. Environmental and social governance metrics are becoming institutionalized, and new ESG indexes are launching. Examples include ICB3, Brazil's local ESG index, ETFs like XSGG, which is the iShares ESG MSCI EM ETF, and includes Brazil and Mexico. If you're just getting started with ESG or sustainable investing in emerging markets, I highly recommend checking out the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. They cover real-world ESG case studies in developing economies, and it's beginner-friendly. Now, what about halal investing? Sharia-compliant investment options in LATAM are niche, but growing. Brazil, for example, is one of the top halal food exporters globally. While LATAM doesn't yet have an Islamic finance ecosystem like Malaysia or the UAE, there are global halal-compliant ETFs that allocate to Latin America. Search for SPUS, the SP Funds SP 500 Sharia ETF. Sukuk bond funds with emerging market exposure. Currency inflation, the LATAM reality check. LATAM has always had a complicated relationship with inflation. But here's the thing. LATAM central banks are often more proactive than the Fed or ECB. In Brazil, for example, they raised interest rates early in the post-COVID inflation cycle. That kind of assertive monetary policy makes local assets more attractive during global uncertainty. How to invest during inflation in LATAM? Look for real return government bonds, like Brazil's NTN-B. Buy export-heavy companies that earn in USD. Use ETFs that hedge against currency risk. If you want to maintain purchasing power but stay in emerging markets, currency-hedged ETFs and global real asset plays can make a big difference. Now flipping the script, how do LATAM residents invest in U.S. markets? This is a huge search topic. People are constantly asking, how to invest in U.S. stocks from LATAM? Here's the answer. Step 1, use an international brokerage account. Interactive Brokers, Charles Schwab International, and TD Ameritrade all allow LATAM residents to invest in U.S. stocks, ETFs, and bonds. Step 2, leverage local fintechs that offer U.S. access. In Brazil, you've got Avenue Securities, which offers a dollar-based U.S. investing platform. In Mexico, platforms like Cuspid are bridging this gap too. Step 3, buy global, dollar-denominated mutual funds. LATAM-based banks increasingly offer USD mutual funds, often with allocations to the U.S., Europe, and Asia. For a full breakdown, check out the Crystal Ball Markets Beginner Podcast on this topic. They cover the onboarding process, account options, and taxes in plain English. Expert insight, Maria Gutierrez, Sao Paulo Wealth Advisor. I had the chance to speak with Maria Gutierrez, a financial advisor based in Sao Paulo, and here's what she had to say. The biggest mistake I see is investors treating Latin America as a single basket. Brazil is not Mexico. Peru is not Argentina. Each market has its own fiscal policies, risks, and opportunities. You've got to diversify within the region. She also emphasized currency risk. People forget that currency swings can wipe out returns. If you're investing in Brazil and the real falls 20%, you've got to make 25% on equities just to break even. So hedge when you can, or choose assets priced in dollars. Final thoughts. Should LATAM be in your portfolio? Here's my take. Yes, if you're smart about it. Latin America is entering a new investment era, not just because of growth potential, but because of structural improvements, smarter policy, deeper capital markets, better investor tools. From ESG investing to halal investment options, from emerging markets investment 2025 to investing during inflation in LATAM, this region offers true international diversification. So, Whether you're a foreigner looking to access Brazil or Mexico, or a LATAM resident trying to get into the U.S. market, now's the time to explore. Before you go, make sure to check out crystalballmarkets.com, a modern, intuitive platform for trading LATAM and global markets in one place. Seriously, it's designed for real investors who want control and clarity. And if you're just getting started or want to explore new ideas, head over to the Crystal Ball Markets podcast for no-fluff conversations on ESG, inflation strategies, and cross-border investing. Thanks for tuning in to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia, and I'll catch you next time.